Picture this. You spent, years perfecting your craft. You finally get booked for a major electronic music venue. You step up to the decks, and the promoter looks at you and says, "Well, you're actually pretty great for a girl."
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's...
Right? Today's deep dive looks at exactly that reality. We are pulling from this really eye-opening article in Gray Area detailing the friction femme DJs face, and we're pairing it with the manifesto of a collective called Titis on Decks. We're basically looking at how these artists are just done begging for a seat at the table.
Yeah, they're building their own house. And that Gray Area piece is just stark. I mean, you have artists like VNSSA basically boiling her entire industry experience down to just one word, which is misogyny.
Misogyny, yeah.
Exactly. And EMJE talks about the sheer exhaustion of having to work twice as hard, just to not be immediately written off by the people booking the shows.
Yeah. And then there's Erica, dealing with the reality of being booked simply to fill a diversity quota. I mean, it's like playing a video game, but the venue managers randomly unplug your controller mid-match, and then they blame you for losing.
That is a great way to put it, because it really looks like a massive infrastructure problem behind the scenes. When artists like Baby G mentioned dealing with completely unapproachable venue managers, we have to understand the power dynamics at play there.
Right, because they hold the literal keys to the stage.
They do. They dictate the sound check times, the lighting, the promotion. So if that infrastructure is inherently biased, well, your talent doesn't even really matter at that point. You're fighting the venue before you even play a single track.
So you either burn out fighting the venue or you pivot.
Right.
The artist Marim actually talks about this crucial shift. She realized that internalizing all that friction and just constantly fighting against a biased system was draining her. So the alternative is forging a completely new path. Mm. Which leads us to that DJ collective from southern Portugal, Titis on Decks.
Oh, I love this part. Their very name is just a masterclass in subversion.
How so?
Well, so Titi is Portuguese for ant. But in the context of a nightclub, it playfully flirts with some very obvious chauvinistic male associations.
Which I'm sure you listening can easily guess.
Yeah, exactly. They are taking that male gaze, completely disarming it, and just wearing it as armor.
Totally. And their manifesto literally calls for rebuilding the Wonderland. They're bypassing that imposter syndrome that Baby G highlighted by just completely removing the hyper-competitive, isolating environment of traditional clubs.
And they replace it with a supportive femme community. It's a total structural reset. By removing that manufactured isolation, they eliminate the need for these DJs to constantly prove they belong in the booth.
Right. And they also have this slogan, different sounds, different characters, one shared frequency. It seems designed to protect individual identities. Like Fatima, who notes that just existing as a Latina immigrant in these spaces is in itself an act of resistance.
It is. But they still manage to maintain this unified front.
Yeah, but here's where I get a little bit tripped up. I completely understand booking complete female lineups to counter the boys' club, right?
Sure.
But their platform explicitly advertises professional sound engineering. Why make such a huge deal out of the hardware? Is that just, I don't know, like a marketing hook?
Oh, no, far from it. That is arguably their most powerful weapon. Because in electronic music, technical gatekeeping is exactly how the old guard maintains control.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the prevailing stereotype is that women might know how to select tracks, sure, but they don't understand the complex physics of soundboards or, acoustic engineering.
Ah, so the resident sound guy essentially holds your entire performance hostage.
Exactly. That is the frustrating reality for a lot of artists. But by controlling the entire production chain from the booking software down to the literal wiring of the speakers Titis on Decks completely neutralizes that prejudice.
Because you can't patronize a DJ about EQ levels when her collective literally built the sound system you're listening to.
Exactly. Taking ownership of the technical hardware transforms their expertise into a really tangible form of rebellion.
Wow. So for you listening, the takeaway here is that true disruption isn't just about demanding inclusion in a broken system. It's about creating an undeniable, completely autonomous standard of excellence.
Yeah, when you realize the rules of a specific room are fundamentally rigged against you, the most logical step isn't to just play harder.
Right.
It's to build a totally different room.
Which really makes you wonder. Look at the outdated systems or boys' clubs in your own professional life. Are you wasting your energy fighting for a spot in their club? Or is it finally time to rebuild a wonderland of your own? Something to chew on.